you on Thursday. I found him in the Shagas Ari. This is something reason enough to give a kiddush. You may recall that we discussed the We discussed, if you recall, the Hagah on the side of the Rosh. Thank you. Hagah's Ashri. Thank you, Sam. Hagah's Ashri. And the question of matzah, which doesn't belong to you, and the question is how you can fulfill the mitzvah, the matzah doesn't belong to you. Please open to the Rosh if you don't mind. Simon Yudches, it's page Yud Zion in our print. Hilkach, Misha Ove Lo Achas Migivu Matzah Tzorach Litna B'Matona Gemura L'Misha Bos Yado Kadesh Lo Yotze Halom B'Matzah Gazul. Showing. Who said so? Hagos Maimon. Oh yeah? Is that what he says? I'll read what Hagos Maimon he says. You tell me if it's the same or not. In Hilkach's comment for Matzah. Of course, the Mishnah of Fereshes to support this position, but you have to look up the Mishnah of Fereshes. Until you look it up, you don't know exactly what it says. And you have to understand what it does say, what it doesn't say. And if you look carefully, you'll see that it's not exactly the same as that Gosh Ashri quotes. Always look up the sources. So here's the Mishnah Mesechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Sounds it's like a beautiful precedent. What happens? Yonta Varishan Shachak Shachalios Bishabbos. Molichanes Lulavein Lahar Habayis. V'chazon ha'mekabel ha'mehem, v'sodrin oson al gabe yitzvah, v'azkein ha'menichin ha'shalahem b'lishka, v'lamdin oson lomar, v'mishim ha'giyah l'lovi l'yodo, ha'yolom ha'matono. In case it's a mix-up. When is this said? When does he say this? When he puts it down before Shabbos. At that point in time, the lulav is completely under his control. Shalom, reshuso. That's exactly what the Hagos Maimon says here as well. What do you say? When do you say it? Kol mishi agia liyodo matzah shali. Right when the matzah is mine, shali, b'shusi. Later on, they get mixed up. It belongs in b'maton. And it's a perfect precedent. Sukkah daf mem beis, amud beis. Good? So far, so good? What did Hagos Ashri say? What did Hagos Ashri say? Not what he said. Hagos Ashri seems to completely turn it around. What does he say? Jesus. Misha Omad Lo Achatz Migimu Matzah. They already got lost. So once it got lost, I asked you a question. Once it got lost, it's too late. Once it's lost, it's Eina Vishusi Vipshuto. It's Eina Vishusi. So then like, I'm no longer able to transfer it to somebody else. That was my question. Guess who is that kasha? The Shagas Aryeh. Wow. Wow. Mamash Bechav the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. Not stop. Not stop. So he answered my answer. He says, we know, I explained elsewhere, I'm not sure what the elsewhere is, that if someone steals something from me, I cannot transfer to somebody else, but I can transfer to the Ganav. See here too, someone inadvertently took my matzah, I can transfer it at that point in time to the person who took it. Baruch Shekivanti to the Kash and the Shagas Aryeh, and even to the terrace of the Shagas Aryeh. So I was very excited to see that. Okay? Fine. That's the Shagas Aryeh at the end of Siman Tzadi Gimel. We had only, I only seen Tzadidah this week. Fine. Now, guess what? At another cash I asked you. How does this work? The real source, not what the Agos Usher goes, the Man Agos Maimonides says it. Why does it depend upon Breira? The Raisa ain't Breira. Whoever will pick up my matzah, so I give it to him. Doesn't work. But the Raisa ain't Breira. Guess who is Akasha? Shagas Aryeh. Simon Tzadi Beis. Previous Simon. Guess what answer he gives? My answer. I quoted it from the Nesivis. He quotes it from Shagas Aryeh, preceded the Nesivis, said it on his own. Namely, Ain Breira is retroactive clarification. Here there's no need for retroactivity. I say, whoever will take my matzah, whoever will pick it up, it'll be his. So the second before he picked it up, it still belonged to me, Shalibi Rishusi, and I can transfer it at that point in time. So that at that point in time, it's transferred henceforth. Who said this? The Shagas Aryeh himself. You think the Shagas Aryeh is the first to say it? They have beautiful footnotes of the Shagas Aryeh. He says, you know who said it first? The Rash in Meister Sheni, Perek Aleph, Hey Mishnah, the Ritvan Gittin Chafei, and really it's the Tosfos of Baba Kama, Samach Testament base. Much of it is found, not all of it, in the Shari Tshuva right over here in Simon Tov Nun Dalet, Sivkot Nun Dalet. You open your Mishnah Brewers, you see he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, not fully, not totally, but enough to give you a taste. Now that we've said it, let's take a look. Tov Nun Dalet in the Shari Tshuva, Sivkot Nun Dalet. Ein Shagas Aris im Tzadi Beis und Tzadi Gimel Sheherach Bazeh. Da fuel the mandama the less lay Breira. See, yes, my kasha, Breira. Mahani. Didn't say why. You looking inside? I'm telling you why. Because it's not retroactive. Okay? Next. The Gamein Lachosh Bazeh Mishon Darminan Gezelhu. Gezel Bona Siyashu Abalem. Gezel Lepi Shena Beshuso Kemish and Eschalik Betos. It's very unclear. What does it say? Kevish l'neschalei b'tos. What does it mean? It means it's not a goslin. But it sounds like it's not a goslin. So maybe it's still considered b'shuso of the first guy. It doesn't quite say that. Yo, the gamhosim, if he really stole it, mahani limchol v'litin b'matona l'gazlan atzmo. Right? As I said before, give it to the goslin himself. Again, it's not a full rendition, but it gives you a little bit of a taste over here in the Shari Tshuva, in citation of the Shagas Aryeh. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we have to discuss one more matter on this topic before we go to the next topic. That is a typical case of a guest at a seder. So, it was brought to my attention, Rabbi Shechter Shlit and his seder, every year, when it comes to the matzah, says, whoever wants that I should be makdim the matzah, I'm hereby makdim the matzah. And if you don't, it's also okay. Of course, why is it okay? We just saw before that there are many Rishonim who say it has to actually belong to him. Does it really belong to him? The tip of the food that you have, does it belong to you or does not belong to you? So I mentioned to you last time that there were those who claim, based on the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, that it does not belong to the guest, it belongs to the Baal HaBos. We'll see soon. The truth is, the Sfas Emes in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei says they rely upon a Rush. What does the Rush say? The Rush says that if someone borrows a ring to marry a woman, she's married. Why? It's not his. Because you said you're borrowing the ring to marry a woman. Everyone knows to marry a woman has to belong to you. They may have used the word borrow, but it never meant it should be borrowing. It has to belong to him. That's what they rely upon. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches Sifkot Nyud Beis quotes a machlokas the Magen Avraham and the Taz. If someone borrows an esrog, you may know that for an esrog it's not enough. Esrog has shol, first day yontif is no good. You learned the sukkah probably in the sukkah third parak. It has to belong to you. So according to the Magen Avraham, Obvious, he didn't mean to borrow it. He meant it should be given to him in order to be yotze the mitzvah of arba minim. See here as well. Quote, take the matzahs. Obviously, you have in mind to be kohen if that's necessary to be yotze the mitzvah. And even the Taz, who says it's no good in Hilchos Esrog, could you use the word shol? You explicitly said a word which is not helpful. However, Rabosai, here, you didn't say anything. You didn't say a single solitary word. So therefore, everyone will agree, even the Taz will agree, that you have in mind to acquire it. And you remember that we mentioned this last time, the Taz himself says explicitly, I think we saw it in the Karban Asanah, even if you use the word Shula, it doesn't mean Shula. It obviously means more than that in this particular case. He doesn't get excited about this, and therefore it should be okay at the table. More than that, and I'm quoting now a new sefer, I took out it from the library, beautiful sefer, called Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, from Kiryat Sefer. It's a major Talmud Chacham, He had many svarim, and I was looking for something else. But the book about Afiyas Hamatz, which I also took out, we'll get to that. Is it all about, it's called Matzos Mitzvah. Hundreds of pages, all about just how you bake matzos. Because we plan to have to take a trip to the matzah bakery, we should at least do some homework first. And so once I saw that, I saw this too, so I took it out. He's very, very good. And he says, you look at the Ramo and Eben HaEzer, Simin Chav Ches, Siv Yud Zayin, says as follows. If I'm a guest in someone's house, and I take an apple, and I have my girlfriend sitting next to me, say, Hari Ad Mekudeshes Li B'Tapuach Zeh, that's Moshe V'Yisrael. Mekudeshes. Mefurish Adin, Shulchan Aruch. Mefurish. You see, Klar, Ramah, that the Oreach acquires it. There seems to be a Gemara Fakert, in the Sech Tachul and the Tzadi Dalet. So the Beis Shmuel on the side says, Taz there asks the question, and the Beis Shmuel answers, no, there is what's called a Tzorech B'no. It's not for me, not for my personal use. Can I take it home and give it to my son? So there, according to the simple Pshat, the Gemara and Chul and Tzadi Dalet, you do not acquire it, because the Baal HaBos has in mind to give it to his guests, not to give it to somebody else. Here it's a Tzorech Ki, I have to marry this girlfriend. So he's giving it for me, even though I'm giving it to the girlfriend, but since it's for my purpose to marry the girlfriend, it's considered a Tzorech Ki, so it's okay. But to give it to my son, that's considered to be something which is not intrinsically my need, and therefore it would be no good. That's how the Beis Shmuel says. The Vilna Gaon says that the Gemara in Chul and Tzadi Dal is just what's called Derech Eretz. It's not a halachic statement. It's not polite. Someone invites you to his house. Not polite to take all the food and give it to your son. What about that Gemara Masechta Nedarim that we were assuming the postman quoted on Thursday? Let's read you the Gemara and see what it says, and see why that Gemara claims the Rav Karp Shalita doesn't prove anything. I'll read you the Gemara. It's the Gemara Masechta Nedarim. Adaf Lama Dalit. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Kikri Alecha. What do you mean Kikri Alecha? My kikar, my loaf of bread, is prohibited to you. V'yisa neder. The whole discussion. The question becomes, what is included in this violation? You say kikri alech. So the poskim that we have mentioned on Thursday in discussing this opinion, quote, I'll give it to you over here. Nundarum and Lamadalam and Beis, the Gemara says as follows. The last few words on the page, La Fuke comes with the exclusion, the Iazmane Ale. What does that mean? The Azmanele, Rashi, Iran, the Olam Emaloch, the Yorav Leib Matana Shariele. I can give you a gift, it's no longer my kikar. No Isir Anah. If you come Aloch, Lafuke di azmdayala. That if I invite Reuben to my house, titzile. Why? Tahi shaitanami kikrohi. Simple read. At the moment that Reuben eats my loaf, it's still mine. This is the rabbi that the Achronim brought. That's the matzah that Reuben eats at my table. It's my matzah, not Reuben's matzah. That led to the whole promise, that matzaschem. Again, it's the last four words on the Nedarim, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. That's what the Achronim quoted to prove Lechumra in this particular case. Comes along the same Hilchos HaVachag, it's on page Shin Nun Dalet. Quotes a whole bunch of Achronim who quote this Gemara. I don't understand, he says. If you look carefully in the Rush, they quote the Rush and the Ram. So the Rush says over here in the Masechta Nedarim, the Rush says, I'll read you the Lashon of the Rush. Listen. It's good. Okay? So why over here is it a problem? He explains why. One second. I'm not finding the words that he quotes over here. The Rush says, "Demiyad shezminu olav nene v'mashu mechabdo v'rotzel achilo afal pi shadayin lo ochal." I'm looking. The Rush. I read the words of the Rush over here. The last lines of the Sefer Nedarim, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Here it is. Last line. He says as follows. Chal of Yisur she'osel azmino olav she'miyat she'azmino olav hunene b'mashu mechavdo v'rotel achilo afal pisha dayan lo ocho. Says Rav Karp, even he will assume that the matzah belongs to Reuven, not to the Balabas, as of when? As of when he takes it to his hands and starts eating it. Then it's his. What's lying in front of him, it's not his yet. Belongs to the Balabas still. At that very moment, you're already over the Yisur Hanoh. Why? Why? Because I got Hanoh based on the fact that the Balabas puts matzahs down in front of me, even though I haven't touched it yet. It's not mine yet. That's Pshat in this Gemara. He doesn't understand what the Achronim brought a right from this Gemara.
Wait, that's the Hanoh that you
what?
Get from the
matzah. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rosh one more time. What's the Yisur? Shemiyad she'ez mazmino olav hu nenem. His Reuben is nenem. V'mashahu the Balabas is mechav the v'rotzel achilo. Afal pishtan lo'achal. At that point in time, it still belonged to the Balabas completely the Chodesh. Doesn't mean it doesn't belong to Reuven once he picks it up and starts eating it. You with me? Yes.
And why is that included in Kikar Yalecha? He's not being done from the Kikar.
Yes, he is. The Kikar is the instrument through which he gives him the Hanoh of Kovet. Even though he's not having Hanoh physically yet. That's a Chiddush. The Rosh said it. Or, we can say more, when he takes it, it's already over the Yisur, even if he hasn't started eating it yet. Or, we could say, it depends upon his das, Rav Osai. What's his das? In the case of Kikri Olecha, obviously he has an intention to make the matzah usur to the person. So when he comes to his table, the bias is to say it's usur. That's what he said, Kikri Olecha. Contrast that to our case, we invite him to his table to be enable him to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. The bias is that he is Conan. So even if it's vague, we have to follow the bias in both directions. Adkam Hilchos Chag B'Chag, page Shin Nun Dal. Adkam, we finished Thursday Shir. Okay? For two Shagas Aries and this Nakuda. But now we're going to start the Sugya of Lishma. Okay, on both sides, open up the Gemara Pesachim, Lamed Ches Amon Al. The truth is, and although we're starting Lishma, there's still one more Nakuda in the Sugya of Lishma itself, which relates to the previous Sugya. We'll see. And then we'll come to the full disclosure, but this is still going to be a connect to the previous sugya. Says the Gemara, Lamed Chesem and Aleph, Chalos Todor Rikike Nazir. Minon Emili Amarabah, the Makro, Ushmart the Mesamatas. Matza Mishtameres of Shem Matza. Yotz Azush and Mishtameres of Shem Matza. Hello, the Shum Zeva. Okay, so it's a this is what the Gemara says. Fine. It's a chasar on Rabosai in the Lishma. Okay. It's a chasar in the Lishma. Very good. It's a chasar in the Lishma. Let's now see what Tosus says. I guess this is one Tosus. Kala's total kika knows it. Nearly Kapirsha Kuntras. What's Pirsha Kuntras? What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? So Rashi says, it's an Amud Beis. Ushmartem esamatz, the top Rashi. Kol shima shat b'sharmo l'shol takmas iskavan l'shem matos shol mitzvah. Yotus of v'chule. The lav l'shem matos shol matos pesach avid lo. El l'shem matos shel zevach. The Gemara goes further. The Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, Amakra, shiva z'yema matos tochelu. Mata nechelas l'shiva yotus z'zu. She'ena nechelas l'shiva yamin el liyom v'layla. Rashi, what's the rule when it comes to a carbon chalas toda? When you shech the carbon toda, it achieves its full level of kedusha. Hasn't shechted it yet. Right now, it has it just designated? It hasn't been the toda hasn't been shechted yet. Miuki avda, when you made the matzah, lav l'shem matzah ruya l'mitzvah iskamin. T'chi avda adana l'fsule b'yom v'layla avda. And that's the drasha of Rav Yosef, and Rav has a different drasha. L'shem matzah, not to l'shem zevach. But it never was, the Torah was never brought, the carbon was never brought, the matzah, it's not even hetnesh yet. It's a plain matzah, nothing happened to it yet. You can take it and throw it out if you want. Says Tosus back again on Aflam v'chesem and Aleph. Kepirish HaKuntris, the Mari B'lo Shalom Nishkar Aleyam HaZevah, B'lo Hukdashu, the Hukdashu, Tegulay, the Bina Matzah Shem, the Gamina Liel, Lechem Lechem, to the exclusion of Hekdash, we saw the Mishnah, the Hekdash is no good. Yo, the Kamal, Limkar B'shuk, Yo, Sinven, that's it, we'll get to that Gemara later. Mashma, the B'lo Hukdashu Mari, you can still sell it in the street. Mokhi B'rush, Matzah Mishtameres Hashem Matzah, Yotu Suzush Mishtameres Hashem Zevah, Ki she yak di shena. Not now, not yet. V'chein, shenecholon eliyom echad, akra the mishtameres samich. That doesn't mean it presently cannot be, well, v'shmartem should be. That doesn't mean right now you can't eat it for more than a day. You eat it forever. Just that you made it for that purpose to be eaten for only a day and a night. V'vina shetein eshmeres Hashem shiva. V'ha de parak v'tepik leh, Shenecholim ba'aninus, Shenecholim b'chol moshavos. That's the next Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Let's see the Gemara. I'll say halfway down. V'tenem elechem oni with the small bases. Mi shenechol ba'aninus, yotzezeh shenechol ba'aninus ele b'simcha because it's a carbon. Also got be a kiva elechem oni. Is it not aninus? Doesn't mean aninus. And the Gemara has another thing. The table is in the chol b'chol moshavos, because it can only be eaten in the base of Mikdash, and apparently you need b'chol moshavos. Why b'chol moshavos? What's it mean? So Rashi explains. Again, b'chol moshavos seichem tov l'matos. That's presumably the source for this din. So the Gemara says, well, it can be eaten no v'givon. A whole discussion. Says Tosis doesn't mean that this matzah itself cannot be eaten by an eater to the chol moshavos. Right now, you can eat it. Anyone can eat it. Anywhere it can be eaten. It wasn't made for that purpose, Rabosai. Hokei perusho. Shein nechz naser leechol b'chol moshavoseichem v'leechol b'aninus. Period. So far. The last line is an amazing line. V'hod lo porich shein naser leos matzaschem ala l'gavoa. Why all these kashas, right? So many kashas. Gemara never asked the most basic kasha. It was not made to end up as matzaschem. It was made to be hekdash. Hekdash is not matzaschem. Says Tosis, no. Kevin looks kosev behedja psul de matzachem lo shayach lemifrechachim. Can't ask a question. What is karoy meirachmal l'san? Who cares if it's written or not written? It's a din is a din is a din. Yes.
Two things. Maybe it means that we're talking about what people are supposed to have kavanah for. What if they don't have kavanah for? It's not considered lishma. Maybe if it's not written, it doesn't fall into that category.
Why? You sound like a karoy chalila. What does it mean? It's not written. It's a considered sora. Zeirah shava lechem lechem. What about halacha b'lechem arat? Are we so safe? What's the difference?
So it's halacha. It's required. But when we're talking about what's required for ushmatim, is we don't expect people to know it or to have it in mind.
I hear what you're saying. Yes.
Rashi said that Rabbi Yosef had to be sonim and Rav is possible. It's mashma that all these mutim are only things that are something that be sonim.
Aha. Okay. Could be. Has to be a pesach. Could be. Yes.
Also, at the end, Tosfos says it's not mentioning Matzaschem because it's not written in the pasuk.
Correct.
But why can't we give that? I mean, Tosfos only came on to saying it hasn't been, the carbon hasn't been checked yet, because if it has been checked, then what? It's not.
That's already hectic. It's not Matzaschem.
So why not just give that to answer the question he started with? It doesn't list Matzaschem because it's only talking about things that are written in the pasuk. Is still it's talking about where the korban has been checked, but it's just not listing.
That question not listing. Then it's not true. Tosfos says that's why it's not listing. It's not true. So if you look at Rabbi Chanan say for the korban shirim and seven kuf samach beis, get the following impression. Rabbi say all the other cases that we call psulim, you made the matzah having in mind to make it possible. What's the psul? Not nechal for 7 days. Not nechal. Made for the purpose of a zevach, not nechal ba'animus. This is what we'll call psulim and matz. Psulim and matz. Okay? However, over here, Rabbi Osai, if you look at the Bechonin, Kuf Samav Dalad, Kuf Ayin, there's three different simanim which relate to this tosis. Rabbi Osai, it's not a psul. Not a psul. No. Not a psul. Rabbi Osai, it has to belong to you. Not a psul. Not a psul as such. It has to belong to you. Rabbi Osai, I'll give it to you. I'll ask you a question. Every baker bakes matzahs, plans to sell them, right? You go to the store, you buy for $20 a pound, you buy tzelem pupa matzahs. When they bake it, they plan to sell it. Let's say it's no good. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's not a psul. It's not a psul. It's not a psul. What is it? It's a chesaron in the kiyum of the gavra. I, the gavra, have that matzah belong to me. The other all psulim in the chet. This Rav Ozei is tos in the Rosh Hashikosa. Tos Rosh is exactly the same thing. It's in the low brira kule high. What does that mean? It means it's not a question if it's written or not written. It's not a psul. Just a person can't fulfill his personal mitzvah. Rav Ozei, that's because the Rosh held, the Tosfos presumably follows as well, close to Rosh, that it has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, it's no good. That's why Tosfos gave this answer. If you held like we said on Thursday, as Rav Chanan said, no, it's a psul of gavoa, a psul, it's shel hektish, or shel nochri. He's find this elsewhere, and then he's cooking on yontif, etc. If it would be a psul, then this teretz of Tosfos would be no good. The fact that it doesn't written, not a fairish apostle, should be meaningless. What he's saying over here is it's not a psul, just the gavra came from full the mitzvah, it belongs to him. So then there's no problem, you have to bake it or knead it on manas kein. And all the matzah apostles, they're all made to be given to somebody else. That's all the matzah that are sold in the bakeries. But if you hold, Rav Ozei, that it's no, it doesn't belong to you, the psul of Shogavoa Shonachri, then Tosis Teretz wouldn't be a good Teretz, it would be a Kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara say that it has to be made on Manas, it should be Matzas? I don't know, I'm not sure what the Rambam or whoever disagrees with this idea has to be Shalachem. The Rambam never mentioned Shalachem. What would he do with this Tosis Kasha? Not completely clear. So we start the Sigil Lishma. We haven't really, we're only now really taking full leave of the Sugya of Matzah. Now we're going to start. Rabosai, again, one connection there is to the previous Sugya. We read you an excerpt from Rav Chaim Briska. Rav Chaim said in his piece in Hilchos Chametz Tzumatzeh, Perek Vav, that there are Tzvei Dinim. Not a surprise. Tzvei Dinim in Shima. One is what? Shima Mechimutz, just to make sure it's not Chametz, Chas V'Shalom. There's another din in the Chevtza. The Chevtza. It should be Meshumeras Hashem Matzah. And if it's Meshumeras Hashem Davar Acher, that destroys the shame. Meshumeras that the Chevtza of Matzah requires. What's the proof? This Gemara. As opposed to what? Meshtameras Hashem. And Meshtameras Hashem Matzah El Hashem Zemach. That's a Hafkar, Bosa. It's a Hafkar. Bistam. This is according to the Shita of Rambam. It's good. The Rambam never said you require l'shem matatz mitzvah in a positive sense. It doesn't exist in Rambam. Never. Rashi said it. He said Rashi said it right over here. And Lamed Chesem at Beis, the second line, is describe l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. He says it again. Next line. L'shem matzah shel mitzvah pesach avadei, l'shem matzah shel zevach. Tafko. The Rambam never said a word about l'shem mitzvah, rather l'shem matzah. And there are two gear souls, you turn to Daf Mem, I hope you may have seen it by now, on Daf Mem and Alp, the next to the last line, ki mafchisu afichu l'shem mitzvah, that's our gear saw. Look at the start by the small dalet, to l'shem matzah, that's Tosa's gear saw. L'shem matzah, it's a big bold print over here, not l'shem mitzvah. There's no such thing as l'shem mitzvah, just l'shem matzah. But zevach, it's a mafkia, Rabosai. It's a mafkia. It's a din daraisa. It's a din daraisa. How do we know it's a din daraisa? Didn't Rambam say in Perikei that she was the Rabbana? Yes, yeah, true. But this is a din daraisa. How do you know? A, in Perik Vav, there's no, doesn't breathe a word that's anything less than the daraisa. And B, if you look at the Pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam, this is pointed out by the Bir Halacha. Well, let's first see at the Pirush of Mishnayos, which you all have in back. Turn to the Pirush of Mishnayos, please. Here are now on this Mishnah, Perek Beis. You'll find it on page Vav in the standard, standard. You have the new Oz V'Hadar, page Vav of the Mishnayos. It's the Pirush of Mishnah LaRambam. It's the right column. It's the last wide line on top. He says it's no good. Alpha Pishi Matzah Gemura. He says, "Omer Hashem Yisbarach, Ushmartem Es Hamatzos, Ubo BeKabbalah Ze Mesora, Matzah Mishtameres Hashem Matzah, Yotzei Zazushin Mishtameres Hashem Matzah El Lishum Zerah." Sounds pretty clear to Din Daraisa. Even the Anach Hazak sounds a bit, but it's even more evident would appear over here in the Pirush Mishnayos Leho Rambam as a Din Daraisa. Who points this out? The Bir Halacha. Take a look, Rabosai, in Simen Tov Samach. If you have your Mishnah Berurah open, to Simen Tov Samach, where he quotes the Pirush Mishnayos Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. Take a look.
Which type of
Shimon
did Rabbi
say is the Rabbana for the Rambam? We'll see soon. Let's first focus on the Daraisa. We'll come to the The very beginning of Simen Tov Samach, the very first Bir Halacha, it's quite lengthy, Ein Lashon. Only to see a small little excerpt right now. Okay, let's take a look over here, which is a very important point. We'll start on the fifth wide line on page Nun Ches in the standard Mishnah Berurah. V'hinei ma'ashe tzrichen shimur l'shem matzah dafka b'lisha v'afir. We are supposed to have between and some even from Ksira. Imu Daraisa the Rabbanan, Ish Machlokas Bazem and Aposka. But Bach Mashma the Chor Durak the Rabbanan. Because of the Chok Yakov the Rak Asmach the Akkord of Shmada Tamazis. And Fri Chorash Hiskin do Daraisa. Vihine, Achok Yakov and Virayel is a Medivy Aram and Perikei Mechus Chom of Tzumat Aloch Aches. What did he say there? I'll read you the Ramba. You can look it up in the back on your Amish, but Amole, if you have it. We've been here before. You read the Shema before. But we'll read it to you once again. The Rambam writes as follows. He says as follows. Shein adogon shenivla lo nizbashel vol nizbaka chomitz gomer min ha-Torah. Vein ala mitivrei sofer. So shenem ol shmadim esamatas. Kloma yizorum v'matza v'shimu osa. Mikol tzad chimutz. V'fichach ha-mil chachomim tzorach ala yizorum v'dogon. Shlo yavol av mayim. Da-da, 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 da-da. What we call Shimon L'Shem Chimut. It sounds like it's purely Medir Rabban. The question becomes, where does Halacha Ches and Halacha Tes begin? In our edition, it's where it says the Ficha. If you look on the Shin in the Skos, it starts earlier. Mishum Shenema. Mishum Shenema. I mean, that could have a different impact. The word Medir Rabban so only goes on what came before, but I don't think it really matters that much. Bottom line, this is presumably for the Rabbah. Let's go back to the Biola. Let's go. Look inside. The Prima Godin caused him a Divya Rabbah main Raya. She caused him Kain Rak le Dogon Shalon is Baka. The Minat Torah ain't Easter than Tachimus. The Chazal Osru, the boy Shimu Gomer. Which was her Ashma Simon Chavav. Mashma do the Raisa. The Kain Bilvush. Ubehemes hadinah prichah, she's right. Why? She came mukha peg, vavalachates, chalos toda, en yosna yechoma b'shem shenemar, ushmartem esamatas, lehizka shem klal shem b'divrei sofim, v'chein mukha kol b'yosna b'pir shem mishna shalof peg beis, in chalos toda, and he quotes what we just saw, v'ficha kein yosna b'pesa v'pish shuk matzah gemur, v'pish amah Hashem yizbarach, ushmartem esamatas b'boa b'kabola, Halacha Rafiya Bavada the Yikubu Min HaTorah Vafila B'diyevet. The base mayor is exactly the same thing. Midoraisa. Okay? Midoraisa. Fine. Okay, this is the clearly standard opinion of the Bir Halach. My Nafkamina Doraisa the Rabbana. Next line, skipping a line. Ulifizesh Lizar. Shlo nisvok lechatchila b'matas mitzvah al chazaka de rova. What's what the rova said? The sphere the mikaylan shigil the chalishonim 13 years old mistama heviu shtei saris. No, we can't rely upon that with their ISIS. Imloshim dolim b'shonim, etc. Okay, can't rely upon it. Like a pasha zocha, right? Coming up this, like this. How should I say it? This would have been pasha zocha had it not been an extra other, right? Where the whole thing by test other orishin, we'll have to kill those parsha zohar. So you don't give a bar mitzvah bochah lein parsha zohar. Is that correct? That's the many of your shuls. Happened by me many times in my house. We had many bar mitzvahs and parsha zohar. I have a besimcha in my house for chodesh other, and none of them ever lein parsha zohar. I lein parsha zohar 3 times when I made 3 bar mitzvahs and parsha zohar. Each time I lein the parsha zohar, I could have given it to the balkari, the regular balkari already up there. Then I brought shav tarani. So I already laid the parsha zoch. All right, with me so far, this is the same thing. It's shiva daraisa. You can't let a 13-year-old do it. Had it been the rabbanon, we would let him. I'd let a 13-year-old lay in the Torah, etc. Okay, everyone with me? Okay, that's an afkamina found over here in the bir halach. Fine. It goes further. Look further. Old cousin. Okay. The half lishma yira the yotzi b'peh to say l'shem matzas mitzvah. On both sides, you ever been in a matzah baker? What do they scream at all the time? L'shem matzas chassidish. L'shem matzas mitzvah. Right? Has ever? Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
That's what it says. Three ago. U'b'di'evet sagi b'machshav. B'di'evet, you think it? It's good enough. Why? V'zeh b'lisha v'afiyah, the matzah, v'shem v'stam o'lishma, wow, stam o'lishma, a whole new concept, stam o'lishma. Who'd ever heard of the concept of stam o'lishma anywhere in your life? Where? Right. Wow. By Tchina and Ktira, it's Tzarachiyun. Can you say, Stavol Lishma? What's the Pshat? If you're baking matzahs, you can argue, perhaps Stavol Lishma. If you're just grinding wheat or cutting wheat off the ground, you don't say Stavol Lishma in that kind of a case. Says the Bialach. Maybe the Bar of Nira, the Melo Choshem, the Yisrael, the Mishas Lisha, about Fila Shemata, Fila Bediyev, and the Otiba. That's what it sounds like. The Chemashem, the Rashi Lamed Ches, Chalos, Tov, the Masal, the Shatzen, the Yotzen, the Chavosim, the Pesach, from the Chsiv, the Shmata, the Samatas, Matem, the Shtemeret, the Shemata, Yotzen, the Zushim, the Shtemeret, the Shemata, the Shem Zevach. Rashi says, the Shemata, Kol Shima, Shat, the Mishama, the Iskava, the Shemata, the Shem Mitzvah. Umashim will show the stom alone, Mahani. Vena Domal of the Kaila Gabi Kochim, the stom of the Shmokoi. Shadik Disho Mitchilo, the Shemolo Shlomim. You already sanctified this animal for an Olo Shlomim. So when you shaft it later, presumably, you have a mind to carry out what's supposed to be carried out with an Olo Shlomim. You already made a statement earlier. The Cheft is already Kodosh, if I use that expression. He's saying it by the Gavra, I'm saying it by the Chefza. He's saying the Gavra already stated the Shemol Hashem Zvachim. I'm saying the Chefza already consecrated the Shemol Hashem Zvachim. Either way, maybe not 2 minutes down the road. Okay. Mashenge bin Yaneinu. In our case, what did the guy do? What did he do? He took dough, or he took wheat and cut it off the ground, he started grinding it. So, even with respect to the kneading of the dough, it may not work. This is what the Mishnah B'Alach is saying over here. Very important B'Alach. It goes further. Om Nam Bechim Yishir Ritfa Al Pesach Amat Sasi Shekosah Dim Lash Yitzra Al Ha'isa Kevin the Kol Ha'ovid the Pesach Ovid Zel Kippiris L'Shem Mitzvah. Stama L'Shma. V'davka B'Shas Lisha D'Stama Kaim Al-Achi Abel Shima D'Ktzira Chain Stam Ktzira L'Kach Sarach Sh'Yizkor Yizkor Yaskir L'Shem Mitzvah Kedam Rava. What did Rava say about Sai? Hafichu L'Shem Mitzvah L'Shem Matzah. Two different gerses. Wow. Uba akum shelo chelim a mitzvah. Afilu b'shas li shelo abu l'shem mitzvah. What did the inu cheresh of the v'katan? Ayin sham. It's called the ritva. Hakamad tzvile to be Yisrael gadol stama l'shma koi. Said the ritva. The tzarachim. What's the brackets? Uktas tema. Mi adav zem iksima sefer Torah. Baskaro saying the stoma shalol the shmok the nisaban izakin the gam daf mamhem and beis and hashalech and gittin two places stoma shalol the shmok even though it's the shem Hashem we know what it's for. That's the kashish bilach who asks the brackets and gives no answer. Okay. Halacha lemaisa, which the brewer writes into cotton beis. Right? Matas mitzvah. Okay. Mashenk and Shara Matas. Ein Srichen Shima Lashem mitzvah. Rakshi Yizor Shlo Yiyev Am Chashash Chimut. Umutal Asos Ayadeyan Im Hashkiach Aleyem. It's even a Goy, presumably. Ach Yisrael Kedoshimein. V'nogu La'asal Shimur Lashem Matzah V'chol HaMatas. Kedisa V'simen Top Ayin Zayin. Ken Kosu Achronim. I'm Hashem Sadu Lekameh. Wow. All our matzahs are considered to be Shmurim. If you ask me, it should depend on the two gear souls, enough men. If you require the Shem Matzah, then Stama Matzah is the Shem Matzah. If you require the Shem Mitzvah, it's really true that the matzah, what they call Pshutos, They're not what we call in our language shmurimatz. They're made from not shmurimishas tzira. So most, give the expression, God fearing people won't use it Pesach night. They want shmurimishas tzira. So therefore, they throw into the general fund all psam amchos and have the matzah not for the sake of a mitzvah. So why should that be good? Why should that be good?
Can you repeat the last point?
Sure. On what basis is he saying that the average person, Yisrael Kedoshim, is nagel as the shem of the shem matzah b'chol matzah? If you mean the shem matzah, you're right. The shem mitzvah, not. I repeat, I'm not trying to be cute over here. Those are the two yourselves, which are one letter, one thin letter apart above. Thinnest letter. Is it matzah or is it mitzvah? If it's a shem matzah, good. If it's a shem mitzvah, it's not good. If you ask me, the average matzah that's made in the store, the machine matzah makes them for general consumption, I don't think it means it has a matzah, shem matzah's mitzvah. Shem matzah.
They do make them a shem matzah.
They do.
I mean, they say when they throw on the machines, they say, Hashem, it's just in case someone
wants to. Oh, Hashem, they're good people. That's very good. I'm happy to do that. I guess it's wrong with the Akadosh. I have to clap al chet. I underestimated the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. They said, Hashem, it's a mitzvah, even though it's what we call the Matzah Pshutas, which they would not recommend you have to say it's not Shmur Shas Tzira. They said, anyway, can't hurt. I'm happy to hear that. Well, we take our tour, whatever it's going to be. That tour's coming up pretty soon, because, you know, now is the peak baking season, and now is when we're holding by the sugyas. So I'm still waiting for. Unfortunately, as I told you, the OU matzah bakery is under construction, so they're not having even the regular, what they call matzah shmur party. They're not having this year, so it's doubtful we'll get in there. But maybe we will. If not, I think Strites is our next best attempt. When you see your cousin
tonight?
When? When do you want to go? Oh, this week. Wednesday? Wednesday's a good day. Nothing else better. Want to go Wednesday?
Sure.
Anything happening this Wednesday?
Yes.
What?
No.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Look at my calendar. I'm thinking you'll see. It's a little bit delicate. Oh, make it tentative, because if I get a call back from the OU, it's a bigger plan. I mean, go to both. Expose.
Going on Thursday, we'll have a shorter share anyway, so.
No. Well, the question is, if you want to go to both the same day to both the hand and the machine, it's going to take that many hours. I think so. Let's see. I'm just looking at my calendar for this Thursday, this Wednesday. We can make it this Wednesday. I don't see why not. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. We'll see what the availability of the OU, and then this is a cupcake. And anyone have a favorite hand bake if they want to go to?
Shatter.
Is that Williamsburg or Baruch? I prefer Williamsburg for one reason only. It's closer. It's closer. And then I get stuck in traffic there. And then, so, anyone have any connection to any Williamsburg matzah bakeries? When you went, you go to Shatza?
I don't know.
You're a smart man. Okay, well, we'll see. So, okay, it's up in the air. It won't be before Wednesday. The earliest will be Wednesday. Good. Back to this, the Shem Matzah, the Shem Mitzvah. The truth is, there are a whole series of, you know, if the paper trail keeps following, he tells you to look over here, Rav said, Tuf Ayin Zayin. I looked up Tuf Ayin Zayin. I looked it up. We'll see together what it says. Look up Tuf Ayin Zayin and see what it says. An interesting thing. Tuf Ayin Zayin says in Siv Bey, the guy forgot, he didn't eat after Komen. Okay. You already had the third cup at the benching. I'm in the fifth line. You don't have to come anymore. Right? Because why? At the bench again, bench requires a call, it's gonna be multiple other courses. The Yismoch Al Mata Sha'och al Batoch Asuda. The assumption you had matzah in the middle of the meal. Shekulon Shmur Sein Mishas Lisha. All the matzah Shmur Mishas Lisha. If we work with an assumption, that's good enough. To refresh your memories on both sides. Let's keep one hand over here, Tuf Ayin Zayin, and one hand in Simon Tuf Nun Gimel. Please turn to Tuf just to refresh your memories. You've been here before. Tuf Nun Gimel. I think it's on the Mamak almost again anyway. Tuf Nun Gimel. Sif Dalit. Hachitim Shaosim Ben Matas Mitzah Tov L'Shaman Shalipulam Aleim Mayim Mishas Ktsira. ולפחות משעס תחינה, ובשעס התחך, מותר לקח קמח מן השוק, and once משעס לישה. Okay, those are three opinions which are in the Rosh that I asked you to see, and they're found over here, all of them in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Nun Gimel, Sif Dal. So over here it says, Shulchan Aruch, if Shas Lish is enough, which is the third opinion, then it's okay. The Mokom Shinogu, Lassus Shimon, Mimatis Mitzvah, Mishas Tira, this isn't it. Yidim Mamed after Halel, Yitzel Yoda, Vyavarach, Hamotzi, Vyokal Afikoma, because he weren't able to Afikoma yet. Can't help it. Okay. Last line is important for those people who still have to come. The never have to come. Yochal kazaris mi achad mi masah shmur acheres. When you still have to come and say, if you don't give me my bicycle, I'm not going to give it back to you. You're finished. You're not finished at all. I always tell this Rambam, I don't need your afikoman. I get all the masah shmur. I mean, negotiate down my price for the afikoman gifts. Now that my grandchildren are on the take. So we negotiate down by saying, I don't really need it. I can do without it. Very important to know, Rabosa. Okay. All right. Fine. So I looked up this. It comes from the Tur. The Tur says this. The Da'ake Moshe says, no. Not true. It's not true. What do you mean? Yismoch al mata sha'ochel b'sham b'sudah. Shakul and Shmuras and Mishas Lisha. Yes, they're all Shmuras and Mishas Lisha, but they're not made, at least those years, L'shai Matzah Mitzvah. What's the source? Or Zeruah. So I brought in the Or Zeruah. I brought it in. I have an Or Zeruah. That's the source for the Gula Machber against the Nachman. I read the Or Zeruah. It's in Simon Reish Mem Tes. Let's put it on. I'm going to be able to see it. This is the original source, where it's all coming from. It's glad to see. I have this super fancy Azaruah. I have to tell you, the one line that I wanted them to try it, they didn't give me. I'm a little bit disappointed, but okay. Reish Mem Tes in Azaruah. Maybe called Chelik Beis. Sunday afternoon at the movies. Yes, Lord.
Is this the level of mice of it? Like, we can today that we can simply buy Kemach from,
Since you asked that question, let me show you that right away. It's no longer true. Open your Mishnah Berurah while he's doing that. Open your Mishnah Berurah. It's just not true anymore. In Siman Tov Nun Gimel, Siv Dalet, since you can buy Kemach when I shook, the Mishnah Berurah says, no more. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet. The Samchinon Ahani Poskim Besvirlo the Ika Shmiru Mishlisha Vela. The Kodam Lisha Lavinan Shishro Lahedra. Hala Fila Mistama No Machzakin and Isura. Fine. Vafila Mamakosha Losis in Achitin. You saw the one after man Mitzalitos. The Mistama and Shorn Ashatak Mitz. They don't leave there so long in the water. And the Mitzifra Lamayis, spritz a little water on it. Umadikhan also. You quickly wipe it off and talk to me, yeah, it probably is not going to be chametz. Yeah, I forgot the pasuk of mechavim. If you pay the oslo lutos, shani ochad u'shas atchak, v'gam shemalo losu tzu elochit. Maybe there was no water at all in touch with it. The kosu achronin, the achshav, who's achshav? Mogan Arab already. It already goes back to the 17th century. Shamidik lechaber is achitim, that they wash the wheat.
Which minute?
Reish Memtes. Ulahashos osim b'mayim. Thank you. Osu likach kemach hitim en ashuk. Afilu b'shas atchak. Davi mamish kedogon shenitba. It was drowned. It was in water. Hamavor b'simatov samach zayin zivbeid. Afilu b'diyevet osim b'din in the shas. V'gorami l'sisa. V'afilu l'choli mea pesach osir. V'koshka likach mehem l'matzis mitzvah. How do you like that? The rabbi says, and according to his grandfather, the suffix comes. The Sfega the Rabbanan Lekulu. Wow. So flour today is a chash chametz gomer. There are many people, I don't sell chametz gomer. We had discussed last time. Oh, I don't sell chametz gomer. What do you sell? Only two things. My schnapps, chametz gomer, and my flour, chametz gomer. It's possibly chametz gomer. I don't sell chametz gomer. You're selling your schnapps and you're flying around to sell your bread. So, come on. Some say that it's a question how they process today's flour. Big tumble is a chametz gomer. Not they have to go on the internet. Find out how they process today's flour, and then we're trying to figure out what it really is.
Sarke is Mikkel, Bella, and Sharamar Mukmer.
Sarke claims that flour is not really,
it's
really
good. Really
no. Not that you don't pay something, it's not for Chomet Shavuot. But other people are not so sure, right?
I think they'll use Mukmer.
Okay. Someone told me the Sarke, who did tell me the Sarke with oats? Who just told me that? Yeah. On the Sarke website or something, they said that it's the Lakewood oats, oat matzahs are good, but English oat matzahs are Sasharo. That's not much what we said. Presumably, Lakewood, there's some gluten, presumably. And in England, there isn't. I'm guessing. If you get it for me, print it out for tomorrow, I'll call the stockade. But we'll find out. We can answer this question with the flour, too, once we're at it. Okay? Very good. Now, about the Ozerua, the Tzadik, the Israel, the Simcha, is on our screen. We're going to read it together. He's the source of the Dark Emotion, the Ramah. It says, Al Matzah Stam are not considered to be Shmur, against the Makaba. It's interesting, there are more silent over here in Tov Sam of Zion. He should have spoken up and said, what are you talking about? Isn't that a horror? Does he say it on a flip? I didn't see it at least where I looked. There are more based on the dark emotion, should say somewhere or other, that we don't assume that our Stam Matzahs are Shmur, because we require the Shem Matzah's mitzvah, not the Shem Matzah, as the Ozerua said, we'll see soon, and we don't have it. Okay, where's my mouse? Oh, here we are. Not going to be the entire thing. Oh. He quotes the Gemara that's Mehmet. Maybe it's worthwhile seeing the Gemara. Before we see the Hazarua, let's see the Gemara. That's a pretty good idea. As he quotes the Gemara many times. We haven't read the Gemara inside yet. Let's see the Gemara first. That's Mehmet Manal. We'll come back to Lamed Chesed and Beis yet, but this is for the moment we're focusing on Menachem now. The Gemara says that Menachem and Aleph, Hoda Marava Mitzvah Liltos. First is the Os Liltos, now he says Mitzvah Liltos. Can you imagine that? We're going back from one extreme to the other. Why did he say Os Liltos? For fear it may become chometz. You put water in contact with the wheat, it may become chometz. Nice. Yo, Adrabah. It's a mitzvah. Why? Shenema v'shmartem es ha-matzos. Ilo, the boy l'sisa, shimur l'may. If it needs water, if it touches water, you need shimur. Right? Otherwise, what do you need shimur for? Right? What? Rashi says, v'ilav, the last few narrow lines, l'sisa, the actual boy, shimur shleach mitzvah, shimur l'may. If there's no water around, no way it can become chametz. Ishima delisha, says the Gemara, after you mix it with water and tanin in the dough, shima delisha lav shimur. What does that mean? Rashi, lav shimur, the last narrow line. Ilo ova la shima mikami ok, it's no good. Why? The omar avuna. Look at this, there's a disconnect over here. Betsekel shal nochrim odom memale kreso mehen, uvulvad sheyocha kazayas matzah bachrona. Bachrona, but we show no love, it's also matzah. My time, Mishum Dlo Ovid Bu Shimur. Rashi, Amra Huna Garcina, Betsegel Shonokim Shemaka Behen, Shloch Mitu, Shain Shalok Karne Chagovim, Loch Sivu Pona, Duminat, who have a Simon Siduk, a Simon Sirup, Kiddle Kamon, Rabosai. That's the Mishnah later on, that Mem Chesim Advais. We'll get to it later, probably after Pace, we'll get to this. Just looking at the dough, it looks like it's okay. Can you imagine this? You can buy dough. Can you buy dough in a store these days? Yeah?
Frozen
dough. I'll buy dough, and well, no cracks. I use it for Pesach. What? That's what it says in the Gemara. You can buy dough on Pesach. Pile ploy. The goy made dough and buys dough. Pile ploy mamish. So because that's matzah machrona. The behol on nothing they call us matzah mishum below. Have a shimu the shame matzah. Notice the word matzah. The afal pi sha'onu groin sha'ain kan chimutz. Doesn't help. V'achrona he matzis mitzvah achilasa shema pesach ichovas achilasa nechsev amatzim rami ochlu pesach lasova etc. etc. Fine. Rishon alo kloma v'achila rishona she'achal mipsekel shel nachrim lo nafik. Lo nafik. Why? Because it's too little, too late. You didn't do any shimur until earlier. Let's see what the cutoff point is. Frank the Gemara. For lab and the shimur me afir ve'elach. Do the baking, right? Mashma. What's the next word? What's the next word? On the side, it's the next word is. Mashma misho shemetakna lafir kon arichosa v'kituv shalom. To put a cook into the oven. Let that be a shimur. No. Elav shmami no. Shimur meikara beinon. You need a shimur meikara. What's meikara mean? Before the afia. This question is a funny question. How many stages are there? Ktsira, tchina, right? Then there's lisha and there's afia. So you see here clearly you need a shimur before the afia. But who says it goes back to the tzira, the tchina? Maybe only to the lisha. That's the most reputation. Umimai dilma shani hasa debina the nachas hashimur lo avad la shimur. What does that mean? Avol hecha debina the nachas hashimur avad la shimur hakinamad hashimur the lisha hashimur. You can't disprove it. Maybe over here. If you, when you start watching it from Lisha, you did it, that's good enough. I been saying the Shanachim are no good. That's already after the Shema, the Lisha started. It's already, no! That's why it's no good. The Havmin is a Shver. Rashi. Umimai, Dilma, Leolim, Shema, Delisha, Shimur. Afal Gav. Without Afal Gav. Bloitzchuk Shema, Mikame Ochi. You don't need from Tzira Tchina. My time alone nothing. We shouldn't be shas the sin of smile the came up. She said, Varam, Dora Machmetis, have your tree Hashimur. Vizulo Nasal Hashimur me Ahidna. The Nokos of Torah Shimur, the Hainan Minasina Samayim. It's Pitsekel Shonachri. So Rava's proof is completely refuted. You have no right to require Shimur earlier than the kneading process. Says the Gemara, despite that fact. Fafiluhochi, Lohodar Be Rava. You know, his proof is decimated, destroyed, he never backed out. Yomalu lahanu lebahapchi kipi. Rashi. Vafilu hachi lo ashka chorava siyata lebil silo hodabe. Vimai da amad bein and shima vikodim lisha. Mahapchi kipi. Ho amorin vikoshinus amorin bimos hakotzi. You're tying up the sheaves of wheat together. Hafichu lishum to give sauce. Mitzah or matzah. Alma kasavar. Shimur meikara mitchilasa vatsofa beinon. Wow. Mar berei deravino menakta leimed ba'arbi. Kitten mitchilas katsir letzorach ha-pesach vavdalu shimur meikara v'mishas katsira ba'arbi male arevos harbei mitzniyosa levadam letzorach ha-pesach rabosai. End of the sugya. Now that we saw the sugya, we go back to the Rozerua. Right? Any questions so far? Yes.
Just have a question on Rashi here.
Yeah, sure.
So it seems like the Gemara is talking about Shimur Mechimutz, but in Rashi, Dibur Machil, Sheyochu Kzayis Matzah Be'achrona. So he focuses, he keeps using the term Lishma and Shem Matzah, which is
the Shem Matzah Shemitz, he says.
The last two words in Rashi, like,
those are the magic words. Not just Shem Matzah, Shem Mitzvah. Which is consistent with the Rashi on that Flamet Chesem and Beis. The Shem Matzah, Shem Mitzvah. He had the gear to presume the Shem Mitzvah, not the Shem Matzah.
It's not really the Shem anything. You're just making sure it doesn't become Chametz. That's what Rava's requiring, isn't it?
Well, that's not what Rashi said. That's maybe what the Rambam said. It's not what Rashi said. And what the Riff said. Maybe we've had the gear to Mitzvah or Matzah. That's the Rozerua, so critical. He had the gear to Mitzvah. Right with me? We'll see soon. Let's see soon.
No, but look at Rashi Hebrew Maskel V'ilav.
V'ilav. Where's Rashi V'ilav? V'ilav. The Sisa Achshav Boy Shimur Shalich Mitzu Shimur Lamali. Here it's only discussing Shimur what? Shalayach mitzvah. It's a steer and Rashi, right? Steer Rashi Menei Obey. On top, Rashi says, Shiva what? It shouldn't become chametz. Later, Rashi says, and earlier, it should be Shiva L'Shem mitzvah. It's a steer and Rashi. Good question. I'll give you an answer. Not my own. Let's be patient. Patience. So we're skipping a little bit over here. Quotes the Gemara. Fine. Koster Rabbi Yitzchok Alphas is the riff. For idna shadim in mesifta the ain onu bekiin lultos hilkach lo sharilon lemilsei lemiltas the chalit the nami lekam is manazeh manazeh to the michlat hilkach us fine. We no longer put water on our flour, on our wheat. Miu havadai halachi. The miboil eliinsh linturei kimcha the pischa mishas tira kiderava. Is the Rif speaking? Vanimili the parishes the bein and shima mishas tira hanodaka the matzah shaliotzi by the chavasa. Havoshar matzahs low. This is not the Rif speaking anymore. This is the Zeruah speaking. A little sleight of hand. You look up the Rif. He doesn't say this. Kideravuna. To my knowledge, anyway, you can look up the Rif. Damar betzegel shonar akum. All the mamalek crazy v'ashir yochel k'das matzah b'achrona v'diak rabba b'achrona b'rishona lo my time should lo avele the shim shimu levele shimu me'afia ve'elach lav shimu me'kara binon all the matter lo boy rabba shimu me'kara el matzah shel mitzvah dafka avos shamatzah is lo the rabba is le the rab oh how do you know the rabba is le the rabuna he's putting in his rabba and rabuna together right what's rabba rabba comes at the end. Rav Huna is the one who said what? B'tzeikel shel nachrim, right? B'tzeikel shel nachrim, and Rava backed out based upon Rav Huna. Keep this in mind. Mikan yesh li limud. The Arzurua speaking. Dim nevdu b'pesach matzah shel mitzvah en lo yotzei b'matzahs acheres. Period. You lost your matzah, you're up the creek. Af al pi shekol matzah shelonu enim chometz. Doesn't matter. Why? Is the other ruin? Not the shem matzah. The shem mitzvah. Fighter. Tanya Meisler, but perikamah the shkita school and perikamah the git. Who ever learned git in his life here? Ever. First perik. Matzahs kusi muteris. Ve'odam yotzei chavasa bepesach. Uporich. Omar ma matzahs kusi muteris. Ve'odam yotzei chavasa bepesach. Pshita. Ma'o de tema lo beki. Yibishim rochamash malon. Pirish rashi. Pshita. The yotzven. Why? Kema de muteris. Ma'o de tema afalgav de pshita lo nishalon. Him nichu ala achmet. Umuteras lochla miu lo biki baha de boy le mevad la shimu le shame matasha mitzvah again le shai matas mitzvah the kevin lo ovid la shimu lo nafki ba mili de havia kmach in the betsekel shonachim shabal le fanein ukon shafo akum ruinim shalach mitz kaimel and betarlo and if you'll be like on the shon of Rashi it's in Rashi in Chulin. Uperakama the git in Pirish Rashi. Matas kusi muteras with Pesach lachid of Lola Hashin and Shemich Mitzah, Lola Yotzbech of Oso, Shemchovas Lila Rishin, Shuchai Lech of Matas, Mishnemeres, Shkiv Lech of Matas, Mafil Yadin and Bosh Loch Mitzah, Lona Fikba, Elim Ken Ova, Lola Shem Shiva, Lola Shem Chovas Matos, if the Mishmat and Mesam Matos, end quote, the Chovo, the Shem Mitzah, Shem is the Mitzah, Masha Befirish. Shenodim yotzei chavos afilu b'matzah shgemura elim ken afal l'shem chovas matzah. Shem good. Not enough shem matzah mitzvah. Here's a line which I don't fully grasp. Right, Rabosa, these few lines I need your help on. Mi yicholayna l'farish v'lomad hanimili b'ina ashefa l'shem chovas matzah hanimili b'akum v'kusi. Those are the two cases. Aval Yisrael stavakil l'shmadami. So Gabi Kotshin being under the Shkiva Lishma, but Kama Sama Lishma, as someone said before. The next point. Miu lich ora lo mash mahochi, mi de maisi rova siyate, mi milsa de ravuna. since Rava brought a raya from Rav Huna, therefore what he said until now is not true. I'm not sure I'm shocked. How do you see from the fact that Rava brought to Rav Huna, Rabosai, that you don't take stam al shmo by Eid? Again, Rav Huna is talking about goyim. Rava assumes he's talking about Yidden. So perhaps the fact that he quotes Rav Huna and he's talking about Yidden indicates that Yidden and goyim are the same thing. That's possibly presumably pshat nazaruah, that requires a little bit more careful thought. Again, I repeat pshat. Rava quotes Rav Huna. Rav Huna is talking about goyim. Rava is talking about Jews. The fact that he quotes it seamlessly indicates no distinction should be drawn between a Yisrael and a goy, and therefore we don't say stam al shmo by a goy, nor by it. So suggests the Ozeru. Old, look at this now. Kemosha on Anu Noagin levels shalosh matzos the mitzvah. That's it, just three. Goy and Levi Yisrael. We all know that. But on Miach the Mosam Levad, Hare Nira Kimadche. It's to the extent. Have you been a wedding? Is the Eid Kedushin to the exclusion of all presents? These are my three matzah mitzvahs to the exclusion of all matzah presents. Interesting. There, idea. Okay, near Bienai, she'ein adam yotzi lechavos al adavka ba'olson shalosh. Those three and no more. Wow. Yes, Lord. Today, in our world, I don't think anyone designates those three to the exclusion of all matzahs present.
No, but even with the Yorzeru, what does it mean that I designate? Okay, so I designate and I undo the designation.
You undo the designation.
Is it a debtor?
No. The fact that you designated three implies that the others were not meant the same matzahs mitzvah when they were made. You can't undo it now. Too late, Charlie. They already made last month. You were not made the Shem Matzah Mitzvah by implication. You only designated three in the Shem Matzah Mitzvah.
Wait, let's say the person who harvested them and baked them and kneaded them and everything, he was making the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. Then,
no, we're not discussing that case, my friend. We're discussing the case of Reuven himself went to the matzah bakery, the Shatza bakery, and baked his own matzahs. Oh, he said, I'm baking these three matzahs, the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. The rest, I'll eat the rest of Yom. That's the case he's describing. Okay?
Okay.
So in that case,
designated them from the time of the baking.
Time of the kneading and the baking, etc.
But
yeah.
Had he baked them all and then when they
Then you're right. If you bake them all, there would be no problem. Rabosai. It's fascinating that we're discussing over here the matzah, which is made for the purpose of mitzvah, and we're discussing the lisha and the afil. What about, Rabosai, the tchina and the ktsira for those who maintain they require lishma? Does it also require the same standard? The shematzis mitzvah? What do you think, Rabosai? What do you think? Can you get me the taz? You don't mind? It's on the Mount Makomos, but since not everyone has a taz here, we'll get the taz. Simen tof samach, sifkotan al. Simen tof samach, Rabosai, sifkotan al. Thank you so much. Shulchan Aruch, you have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you. And Lashon Matzah Mitzvah Lo Ofen Al Sayidei Goy Lo Yadei Cheresh Ad Vekot. That's the context, that the very critical context that the Taz is speaking. Where did it come from? From the Rosh. Let's take a look at Bosei before we look on the Taz. Look on the Rosh Perek Beis Simen Chof Vav. Turn there. We always like to see things be more grounded in our own safer before we see other star. Perek Beis, Simen Chavo. Let's read together. Omer Avuna, B'tzekel shal nochrim memali adam kreismen ulvad shiol kazayis mata bo achrona. I won't say so far so good. Pirish Rashi shemakish lo achmitza she'ein shem lo karnei chagovim lo achsif upon. Yesh Tameim al Pirush Rashi. Blom Mistaber Lahakal Kulei Hai. Lahatir batzuk shalosh anochi shalom b'faneinu. The chashin Hashem alosh b'chimutz. U'mefarshinon don b'tzegol shalnochi shalosh anochi b'faneinu. That's the pshat. He needed it in front of our noses. That's good for all of Pesach, but not for the Seder night. Says the Rosh Lana Hiruli. Tim Cain, Havla the Mema, Kemach Shalnachim Shalosh Lefanein. Why Batega Shalnachim? The Kachnirali, the Farish Kapirish Rashi. The Kavan Shain on the row in Bolo Seer, Bolo Seer, the Mutter. Fine. Now Rava never backed out, if you recall. Rava never backed out. Okay? What does that mean? Humachber al Atzmok, says the Rosh, give me three lines. Lishma matzah shal mitzvah mishas tzira. Only a chumra for himself. The chemashah the chumra bi'alma will be the kama ma'abar avina menakta la'imei bi'arbi mashma the iyu levali ha'machmir v'chol shah ha'chom lo novu kain. So to b'tekel shal nachri b'vajach las machrona shal lo ovel le'shimur mishas lisha. That's why it's no good. Mashma im lokach kemach min ha'nachri v'lo shal som and tzarech lecha because that's matzah machrona. So that's Mishas Lisha. You should know the Nogu Ba'ashkaz Mitzarfas the Shama Mishas Tchina. Misha Oz Makrivin. It should be Makarvin. Also an El Amayim Shatochim Berechaim Shal. You see watermills. Watermills. But not Mishas Tziru. That was Medical Ashkaz Mitzarfas. We saw in Shulchan Aruch a few minutes ago. Three Minogin. Tzira, Tchina, Lisha. All of them are there. Okay? All of them are there. Fine. You look at the Haggos Ashri, something remarkable. The Tzorach Mata Shal Mitzvah. What did you say? The Tzorach Mata. What's your source? Haggos Maimani Perik Hay? Let's take a look. We already saw once that the Haggos Ashri, I'm sorry to say, misquoted Haggos Maimani, right? We saw that earlier at the beginning of today's year. If you have a Haggos Maimani, Perek Hay, who alleges, Rabbi Ozai, that you require Tchina, L'shaim, Matzas, Mitzvah, if that would be true, it would be a major Chiddush if it exists. There is a Rambam who talks about being very careful about watching it earlier, even earlier than Tchina. As a matter of fact, he talks about watching it Mishas Ketzira. But he doesn't use the words l'shem, matzas, mitzvah. Now, it is true that Haggos Maimani says that the Yisrael should be there, mishas tchina. U'mikom agom ein zekiyim b'matzas mitzvah latitz v'yilech l'vaso. Avo shamatzas lo tzarech lo gormi k'mochim b'seka shal nachrim. Perhaps on this basis, this Haggos Maimani perakei simkot m'ches. The Haggol Ashri said what he said. In my opinion, lo hoyu devarim me'olam. Nobody ever said it. You have to have tchina l'shem matas mitzvah. Sounds like a rash statement. Didn't we just read the rush and said you need to have tchina? Yes, l'shem matzah. Not l'shem matas mitzvah. Tzvei dinim. Lisha nafiyah. L'shem matzas mitzvah, according to those posts who require it. And tzira and tchina, l'shem matzah. And that's all. Now, the Taz, in effect, that we're going to see now, seems to say this. Look at the Shiltas, right, the very next line in the Rosh. Who the Shiltas cause will not be the Injei Chavos, but the matzah sh'neminta l'shnei mechimutz, min the nafla ma'i lavei. Not without l'shem matzas mitzvah, it's through a guy. It's no good. What does that mean? Says the Korban Asana Os Aleph. What does it mean? It's no good. It's no good. Very important. He wants to change the girsa. not Heichad Amtino Lechidin, but Heichad Amtino Letochen. That's a radical change of gears. If you look at the top line of Korban Asadol, it's in the middle of Os Aleph, he says, the Torah about arrived from the shoulders to Tzarech Shimon Mishas Trina. Okay? Dagabas or Dagas, as the Korban Asadol. The Rav Alfis, Tzarech Shimon Mishas Tzira. Ula Shildos Mishas Trina. Well, the Rav Cohen Sedek, Afilu Mishas Afia is good enough. That's unbelievable. We would have said the middle of ground of Lisha that doesn't even make it in over here. Okay, let's take a look a little further. Inami Losha Leisa Nakri Cheshad of a Katan, Glavene Shimurinun, the Afalpi, the Afia Yisra, Bardea, Babadu Shimur, Mishasafia, Lo Nafi Gidei Chavasa. Because Elisha is no good. Nobody a goy, or Cheshad of a Katan. Of Cohen said that because of Lotzeis and Echovah and Lila Rishona, and of a matzah shafor Yisrael the Shem Matzah. Shmaz the matzah, Achte, Mishumar the Shem Matzah, means enough have a fear. That's amazing. Rav Haigon says, Matzah shafor nochi lefnei Yisrael, they is Shimur, Ketikuna, Muteres Yisrael lochla, but not for the mitzvah, presumably. And the Golem say, Amachmirim, Veloshin, Veofen, Veatzman, my Madagash and Rapusa, my Yisuf Shtaofa, you should do it yourself. Make the matzahs yourself. That's a chumra which is called over here, which I'm afraid to do because I don't trust myself to make matzahs. Well, you want to do it? Bevakasha. Okay. Now, it's only if, yes.
When the Rosh quotes Rashi and says that those are people are machmir because maybe the boy, maybe he needed a bachimus, does that mean that, I just don't understand the matzahs. Is there a way that the product would be
stick, but it wouldn't be detectable with the Simanim that the Mishnah is? The Taz says. Okay, so the Taz says, Nirin, Dafka Lisha Vafia, the boy Shimu Lashem Mitzvah. Lisha Vafia, the Jew has to do it himself with his own bare hands. Tzir and Trina, the guy can do it as long as the Jew supervises. This is a breakthrough landmark task. Tremendous, tremendous, important task. And even though the Shiltas we just saw says a guy is no good, Haidamitam Chimutz, that's what's called Shem Matzah. The Melim Ome Distrol Agav Veshomer Mechimut Ein Isser, but the Lisha Nafiyad Labitam Chimutu Ela Shichav L'Shem Matzah means Matzah's Mitzvah, was that Dafka Osu B'Yakum V'Chershat V'Kotan, was that Much Tahani Trei Dinim Tanu Chad Hocha V'Chad Simetov Nun Gimel Hem Shol Shultus U'Le'el Nakat Shimu Mechomet V'Kan Nakat Shimu L'Shem Mitzvah Ela Varek in the Parishes. Vatam the Ikir Asiyas Hamatzu Alisha Vafia is a Torah L'Shem Mitzvah. You can hold the also Rocha B'Shultas Lisha Hamatzu Ideakum Hainu Afilu B'Yisrael Oman Agabav. Period. We're stopping because we're out of time. We got up to we quotes the Shver. Mori B'Chomid. That always gets leather. We quotes the Shver. The gloves come off. But most of us will be there tomorrow and start where he quotes the Shver and see the rest of the Taz and other Mepharshim on this critical point that we started this afternoon. Okay.